just outside the 50. He's got Bob as his runner. Touch ball, Dale. Runs to 49. Got plenty on it. It's long. And there it is, the first goal ever on Mars, as they call it here, Mars Stadium, Ballarat.
Well, Pipe doing some of his finest work there. Don't you worry about that. Big game Friday night. It is the Western Bulldogs taking on Geelong down at GMHBA Stadium. Bailey Dale has been a revelation since moving back, and he's been good enough to join us. Bailey, welcome.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Ah, nice. When did the move to the back line get floated, and when did it become part of what has made the Western Bulldogs such an exciting team?
Yeah, obviously on the fringe a little bit last year, and thought I'd go and speak to Bevo just at the start of pre-season, just to see where I was at and what I had to do to get into the team. And the idea was kind of floated, but we didn't really think it would come to fruition. And I think, the last practice match of the year, played a quarter down back, and we just sort of went from there. And it's been a good move so far.
Did you feel comfortable there straight away, Bailey?
I wouldn't say I felt comfortable. Obviously, I listen into all of our team meetings and know what sort of roles the back line has. But I sort of felt like if I just go down there and play my role and use my skills and my speed, then hopefully I'd fit in well. And it seems to be the case so far.
Can you specifically design what your or explain what your role is as a defender?
Just to help out in the air, try to get back and help out our big boys, and then use the ball well and take us forward. So, just try to use my attributes that I've got and be clean with the footy.
Well, you're a really good user of the ball. You're a great kick. You got Caleb Daniel back there as well. As part of your team defence, are the players instructed to try and get the ball in your hands and Caleb Daniel's hands?
Not necessarily. I think we've got a few good users down there. Bailey Williams obviously used the ball really well. Alex Keith, Hayden Crozier, all very, very capable users. And I think our backline is quite highly skilled. So there's no direction to give it to Caleb or I. We just, obviously when we get the ball, we like to use it as well as we can. And there's no real direction at all, no.
Averaging 25 disposals a game, every one of them has the potential to do great damage to the opposition. Which position's easier to play, half back or half forward?
It's a hard question, isn't it? I think probably at the moment, for me, it's probably half back. Obviously, being able to cement my spot in the team at the moment and play some consistent footy, but half forward's quite a hard position. You're often running away from the ball, trying to create space or read the play that's going to happen. So, they're both very, very different positions, obviously.
Do you think if you went back into the forward line this week, you'd be a better forward than what you were previous to playing as a defender?
I think so, yeah. You pick up on little things that you probably wouldn't obviously pick up on if you were just playing forward the whole time. Even positioning-wise as a half-back, it's a little bit different and we like different things. But, I think I probably would be a better forward going back into the forward line if that happened.
Hey, Bailey, we're talking to Bailey Dale, who is making a great fist of being a defender in AFL football, playing for the Bulldogs. The idea that, and I know probably you played a lot of games now where there hasn't been a crowd, or if there has been a crowd, it's only been a small crowd, but that whole idea of playing such a huge game against Geelong on Friday night before empty stand, how does that make you feel as a player?
It's obviously a little bit disappointing that you don't get to play in front of the crowds out at Geelong, and getting our Bulldog supporters there to help support us is pretty sad. But obviously it's a Friday night game and there's going to be a lot of people watching from home. So hopefully we can go out there and put on a good spectacle.
Bailey, if you're halfway through the second quarter, there's a ball that bobbles out onto the halfback flank and Mitch Duncan is charging at it from one side and you're charging at it from the other, and there's a fair bit of pace on the ball. Oh, sorry, you've gathered a fair bit of pace and you're not sure whether Mitch is going to get his hands to it first or you're going to get your hands to it first. What do you do?
Yeah, it's obviously a bit of a harder decision these days, isn't it?
Is it a harder decision? Are you sitting there now going, right, what do I do in that instance?
A little bit. I think Whatever happens on Thursday is probably going to change the game a little bit. But look, once you see the ball, you're never going to try to pull out of a contest. You're just going to try and get it. So, yeah, I guess it's a tough one, and I'm sure they'll deal with it whatever way they think.
Yeah. It's a hard one. I mean, I know for you, and you'll continue to hunt the footy like you do, but has Luke Beveridge spoken about it, and would you expect him to after Thursday?
I don't think so, no. I think he would just say, if the ball's there to win, try winning, and whatever happens, happens. So, yeah, I think that's what he'd say.
Bevo's a great theme, man. Have you got one organised this week, or has he got one organised this week going into this game against Geelong?
Not yet. Usually sort of brings the themes out later towards the game. But yeah, he loves his themes, Bevo, and I'm sure he's got a good one lined up for Friday night.
What's been your favourite so far?
Oh, we've had a couple. I don't know if they're probably allowed to be said on radio, but we had a Peaking Blinders one a few weeks, last year, that was probably one of my favourites. Yeah, I probably won't go into too much detail about it.
Hey, we love that show. Go into a bit more detail.
Nah.
Hey. Did you all have to turn up at training wearing Baker Boy caps or anything?
No, we didn't. It was just a game day thing, so it was good.
Your partner's the VFLW captain, Aaron Mead. Do you get out and have a kick of the footy in the backyard? Do she go through your tapes and give you some advice?
Oh, I get some advice every now and then off her. Get home and she's got a few words for me, but we usually do pre-season and off-season together. So that's a bit of fun, and obviously we have our two dogs as well that come running with us as well. So, yeah, it's good times.
And the dogs are? What type of dog are they?
Two border collies, Chip and Flick. So, they're lovely dogs, and they're the kings of the house.
Hey, as they should be.
Last one, and this is a burning question, Bailey. Bailey Dale, you got Bailey Williams and Bailey Smith. So what do you all answer to?
Well, Baz gets Baz. Obviously, he's a movie star, so yeah. No one's taking that nickname off him. Bailey Williams cops truck, just because he's quite a big unit. And at the moment, I've been getting Digger, but I don't know if that's going to stick for too long. So, we'll see what happens there.
Digger.
Hey, Bailey, I've been told that Bailey Smith is the most popular player that's probably ever played at the Bulldogs. Got fans like you wouldn't believe. Is that true?
Yeah, it is. It really is. We've obviously been on many interstate trips, and he just gets flocked wherever he goes. He goes for a little walk to go get a coffee, and there's people asking for photos everywhere. So he does pretty well to handle it all, and credit to him.
You think you're going to have to let the locks grow a bit longer, Bailey? Go for the long mullet look.
I don't think so. That's not quite me, I don't think.
No, you just
leave that to Baz.
Blue collar stuff from you off that halfback flank. You're going beautifully, mate. We are great fans of your work, and it's nice to have a chat with you this morning. And good luck for Friday's big game against the Cats.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
On you, Bailey.
There's Digger Dale. You happy with that?
Digger
Dale.
Digger. Yeah.
We can do better than that. We're great, mate. We're great nickname givers.
You don't mind saying?
Chippin?
Chippendale. Chippin. Yeah. Chippin. That could have been, not all bad. Right. That's not bad.
Right.
Chippin. Why didn't they come up with that?
The 7-seat Kia Sorento.
Better than Digger.
It's just been crowned Drive Car of the Year, the Caller of the Year. It's a 2021 Toyota Hilux Rugged X valued at over $75,000. Don't think of a good question now that we've said goodbye to him.
No, I haven't thought of a good question. I thought I did actually fire a couple of good questions at him.
I got a hard question.
I was surprised he didn't respond with that is a good question. But what do you think, having a thought about the Peaky Blinders theme, what do you reckon it might have been?
He's Peaky Blinders.
Very creative man,
Bevo. He spoke like this. And I haven't watched it for a while. I'll have to go back and have a look at it. Where, have you got one?
No, I haven't. I'm blank.
All right. Someone will
have
a theme.
What do you reckon the theme might have been?